For today's In Touch, I'm joined by the new director of the Kelowna Chamber of Commerce, Renee Pickard.
Have you been in Kelowna for a while? Are you new to the area? What brought you here?
Actually, I grew up in the Kelowna area and graduated from Iowa Mennonite High School and left to go to college. And my husband and I started our family, and we ended up moving back to the area just to be around family and friends. And we like the location and the small town feel that Kelowna brings. So that's why we decided to move back to the area.
Where were you and where'd you go to college?
I graduated from Northwestern College in Orange City, Iowa.
Oh, so you didn't go too far away from home, but you still were drawn back to this part of the state.
Yep.
Any favorite spots to go, you know, on the weekend? Any parks or anything like that that you frequent?
Yes, actually, in the Kelowna area, our family really likes the Kelowna Park, as well as Kelowna Elementary has a really good playground set that we enjoy. We also like being so close to the Iowa City area as well. But some of our favorite local spots would be the bakery downtown in Kelowna, as well as obviously Yachty's Ice Cream is a big hit when it's hot. And we also enjoy the Golden Delight Bakery out in the country. And my kids are familiar with some of the local people and family, so it's fun to meet up with them and just relax and have a good weekend together.
And are your kids familiar with Amish and the Amish lifestyle?
Yes, actually they are. I have family members that when they were younger grew up Amish, and then the family left the Amish church. So I actually still have some second cousins who are Amish. So they have spoken with them several times or have been at reunions with them or different things. So, yep.
I'm sure it's fun. You know, in most cities you don't see horses going down the street every day.
No, that was one thing when we moved back to get used to, but it is kind of a relaxing and calming sound to hear those horses going through the town streets, and we really enjoyed it. It's just quaint, and that's what makes Kelowna so unique and special. It's quieter, it's a little bit slower pace, and it just offers a lot of the small town friendliness that you don't get from other areas.
Your role as director of the Chamber of Commerce, lots going on. Coming up next month, you have the State Fair. I'm sure things are getting busy there at the Chamber office.
Yes, we have a few more slots available that we are looking for people to help out with the booth at the State Fair. But, you know, it's coming along. It's a busy time of year, but again, I think that's what makes Kelowna so special and so unique, because all the small businesses that help out with that booth and just pulling together and finalizing everything. We are going to have a new look this year. We are working on putting together a new update feel to the booth, so that will be exciting to see that for people to stop in and look at that. And also, we have a few new vendors that will be there selling different items, and so that will be exciting as well, too. But it is, once again, pulling together quite nicely. There is a lot of detail, but again, I enjoy working with the people on the committee, and coming on as a director at such a busy time of year has been really busy, but I wouldn't trade it, because then I'm more aware of what's going on, and once again, everybody has just been so helpful, and I think it'll be a really good year for our State Fair booth.
Good to hear. There's been popular items in the past, like those jams and some of the baked goods. Can you give people an idea of what you'll have there?
Yeah, this year we will have different kinds of snacks, and then also we're still working out some of those details. We will be having cheese curds. Obviously, they will not be from the Kelowna Cheese House, but our Kelowna General store is now selling those, and they still are squeaky, they still are fresh, and they still taste good. That is probably one of the biggest things that we will see. Also, Kelowna Creamery is going to be selling some of their items there as well, small milk containers. So that's a new one, too. Like I said, I'm still learning what all else is going to be there. But those two things are two big items right now that we're starting to pull together too and get more information. Also, the Kelowna Bakery, there's a new owner, and Jonathan is working on some new items too through the Kelowna Bakery to have in the booth as well.
For people who might be interested in taking part in helping out there at the booth, can you give people an idea of what they'd be doing? Would they just be talking to people who come up and share some information about the city?
Most of the people that work at that booth are locally and through our businesses that actually have products at the State Fair booth. What they will be doing there is helping the customers, answering any questions about Kelowna or any questions about the products that will be there. Again, we have a variety of different things. We have artwork, and some of our stores will be selling different things that they sell down here in Kelowna that people enjoy. So that's what they'll be doing. Just once again, trying to bring this small town Kelowna to the State Fair.
Renee, thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
That was my conversation with Director of the Kelowna Chamber of Commerce, Renee Pickard, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.